Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I'm Phil Hendry. I see dead people. Oh, I've got to go to the bathroom. I have to go to the bathroom. I've got to go to the bathroom. I have to go to the bathroom. I have to go to the bathroom all the live long day. Hold on for just a minute, okay? This won't take long. Nah, I better. I can't go, can I? I just suddenly realized it's out the door, down the hall, to the right, and over the hills to Grandma's house. That's going to be tough. I will take some phone calls. We have a break coming up in a few minutes, so I'll just power on through, brother. That's what you got to do. PhilHendryShow.com is our website. If you'd like to visit our website, go ahead. Be my guest. I don't know what you'll find there. Probably some interesting stuff, plus a link to how you can buy the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 1999 CD. Just go to PhilHendryShow.com. $90,000 in change since we opened up the email this morning. $90,000 in change we've raised for my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. You want to know what our show's about? Are you a new listener? Maybe you want to give it as a gift. Maybe you know somebody who has all of the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CDs, but they ain't got 99. Well, brother, you can log on and get that stuff right there. PhilHendryShow.com. 1-800-449-8686. And let's go to some phone calls here. Chatsworth on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yeah, Phil. Great show as always.
Thank you.
That guy you had on sounded bitchin'. Did you do that?
I'm sorry? You mean the guy that...
Yeah, the guy that was the Ku Klux Klan guy or whatever sounded pretty bitchin' to me. Did you do it?
What did I do, pal?
Well, his voice was all distorted.
Yeah, we put that phone call through a processor so that that man, and it was our suggestion that he do that, so that that man could be anonymous.
On account of people want to kill him?
That, not that people now want it. Well, maybe they do now, but I mean that we were in anticipating that, yeah. Because he used to be with some white Aryan groups or something, and that they might want to kill him.
Can you do that where you are? Can you do that with any phone call?
Can we do what?
Can you make it sound bitchin' like the guy sounded?
From where I am, I have the processor here.
Do it for me.
Kid, I gotta...
Do it for me! Come on, please! Please! Please!
Kid, I got a show to do. I'm...
Please! Please do it for me. I want to hear it. Because I want to hear what it sound like.
Mike, what do you want to do, Craig?
Come on, I want to sound bitchin'. I like the Star Wars movie, and I wanted to do a Darth Vader thing.
Go ahead and let the kid do it. Okay, kid, go ahead.
Yeah! Luke, I'm your father! Luke, I'm your father! Bitchin'! This is so cool!
Okay, kid, enough.
No, wait a minute, wait a minute. Oh, bitches, wait a minute. Wait a minute, wait a minute.
I gotta get on with my show, okay?
No, wait a minute, wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute, Phil. Wait.
All right, cut this kid off, because I...
No, wait a minute, listen to this, listen to this. Listen to this, Phil, seriously, listen to this, okay? Okay, Phil, okay?
All right, I'm listening. Go ahead. Okay, I can't stand it any longer. Get rid of it. What is that? So is that what the kid calls up and you go, sure, kid, go on the air and Phil will let you screw around with a voice processor. All right, anyway, what was that all about? Papa Umau Mau. 1-800-449-8686. Good evening. It's the Phil Hendry Show. I mentioned at the top of the show that I went out to see Sixth Sense with my wife. Hadn't seen the movie. Of course, it's been out since August, so I'm really on the, I'm really on the tail end of the, you know, the popularity train for that movie. But went and saw the flick and found it to be, oh, God. Wait a second. What? What?
Yeah, Phil. Phil, that was really nice of you, and I really appreciate you doing that on for me, because I'm a member of the Stars War Club. And the
Stars War Club?
Yeah. The movie with George Lucan. And
George Lucan. The Stars War Club with George Lucan? What movie are you a fan of?
No, I just was going to say, I really dig Stars War, and I want to get something that'll make my voice go like that. So please, please...
I'm not going to do it again.
Just one more time. Just one more time, and I'll never bother you.
Kid, this is a major enterprise, a radio network...
Please! Please! I don't get to do anything, Mr. Henry, and I didn't want to bother you, but... I called all of my friends, and they want to hear it.
Kid, I got a show to do, and...
But, Mr. Henry, when I was 12, I was diagnosed with testicular cancer. And as the result of that, I lost one of my testicles. I had to go through chemo, radiation, and a lot of stuff. I also have suffered from renal failure. Do you know what that is?
Are you putting me on, kid?
No, I swear to God I'm not. Do you know what renal failure is?
Are you saying that you have a kidney problem?
Yes, sir, I do. Yes, sir, I do. And I've had a problem because I had my left testicle removed. I don't know if you're familiar with people who've had legs amputated oftentimes believe that they still have the leg. It's called phantom leg.
Yes, sir. I've heard that they sometimes reach down and scratch a limb that isn't there.
Yeah, I have phantom nut. I reach down and scratch...
Okay, thank you very much for that. Thanks a lot. You see, why do you fall for the kid stuff? This is you. No, this is you and your screening, all right? I know you wanted to be nice to the kid. I have phantom nut. I don't care if he wants to sound like Darth Vader... You're telling me he really had testicular cancer, and you're telling me that he really had renal failure. What, dialysis 3 times a week? Well, what is this phantom nut stuff? Huh? Put the kid on. Kid?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, I swear to God.
You have phantom nut.
Yeah, because I think it's there, but it's not.
How old are you now?
16.
So for 4 years, you got phantom nut.
Well, yeah. Sometimes I'll reach down and go, oh, yeah, it's not there. You know, and...
Okay, so what do you want me to do?
I just want to sound bitching like Darth Vader. I want to do something.
Oh, kid. I do this. Go ahead.
Am I sound like it? Oh, God, I do. Billy, turn it out. Go in the other room and turn it out.
Luke Skywalker, I'm your dad. You're an asshole. Luke Skywalker.
Kid, clean up your language, okay?
No, wait a minute.
Luke Skywalker, you're an asshole. Your father, you're my father. I mean, I'm your father. I'm your father. Luke Skywalker.
That's ridiculous. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. By the way, if you go to our website and go under the Duke Gallery, go to the listeners section and click on the Duke Gallery. There's some really cool pictures of various guests that we've had on our show, artist renderings of various guests we've had on our show in the Duke Gallery under the listeners section of the Phil Henry Show. Here's Apache Junction on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Great.
I was calling because that gentleman you had on before had stated that he thought Jesus had been a Christian. And actually, that would be impossible because the Christians did not actually become a group as Christians until 70 A.D.
17 A.D.?
No, 70.
Uh-huh.
70 A.D. After Jesus had been crucified, and then the Christ Jews, I think, as they were called then.
Christ Jews?
They were. It was a term something similar to that. I don't remember the exact term, but they.
It's an interesting. That's an interesting term, isn't it?
Yeah.
Christ
they,
Jews.
Well, they didn't believe in war.
Today
and
they're
violence,
called completed
so,
Jews.
The what?
They're called completed Jews today, right?
Yes.
Well, whatever. It's probably
anyways,
not your thing. Go ahead.
So they left. The Romans were persecuting the Jews, and there was going to be a war. And so they left and came back, and it had been a horrible persecution. And the what you would call pure Jews, I guess, that had stayed there were extremely upset because these Christ Jews, who were now believing in non-aggression, had come back and had left them to be persecuted. So that's when the split actually occurred, and that was 70 A.D.
That's
and
pretty cool information. So now what you're telling me is there were Jews, and the Christ Jews, the guys that followed Jesus,
yes,
split so that they would not have a confrontation with the Romans.
Yeah, they left.
They
and
left.
It was the worst.
And they left the pure Jews to do battle with the Romans.
Yes, and they lost.
Oh.
And so when they came back, and it actually got into... There's some theories that the Jews had added like a curse to their morning prayer to these Christ Jews when they came back.
Well, I would too.
And the Christ
God.
Jews then, they split, and that's why we got the different Sabbath, because they didn't want to share the Sabbath, and so they picked the day that Jesus had risen from the death as their Sabbath. So
when did they finally drop the Jew part altogether and just become Christians?
When they came back. In 70 A.D.
When they came back to Jerusalem? Or
yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact city. So when he said, and he had said, check your history books, and this is all from historical...
You're talking about the guy we had last hour who was talking about O.J. Simpson and Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Funny how we got from O.J. Simpson and Tiger Woods into whether Jesus was a Christian or not.
Yeah, and so that's, I mean, I just wanted to clarify that because a lot of people don't realize that.
Are you a historian?
That. Actually, I study theology quite a bit, and I used to write curriculum for different churches for religious education.
That's very cool. Well, thanks a lot for that.
Thanks. I enjoy your show.
Okay, bye. She's listened to it like once. Anyway, so get a load of that. So the Christ Jews bug out. They leave the pure Jews to do battle with the Romans. No wonder the Jews and the Christians don't get it on very well. And don't tell me that they do. Well, they do some places. I don't know. Probably some sponsored breakfast or something. Today, the Christians and Jews will sit down for our annual flapjack, sorry. But, you know, wouldn't you be pissed? If you'll pardon the expression, sure. They bug out. They come back. They're standing there. There's the pure Jews standing there with their rear ends in their hands. Where'd you go? Well, we don't believe anymore, brother, in violence. Don't believe in violence? You're the cats that are stringing all those guys from the trees down south. Well, it ain't happened yet, but it will. What do you mean you don't believe in violence? You blow up a bunch of churches just because there's a couple of maybe, you know, a couple of the Tanner ones in there. Got that little mocha mix going on. What do you mean you're not violent? You're not violent when it comes to saving our ass. We had to fight these Romans. Well, brother, now we're pure. You're a pure Jew. I'm a Christ Jew. And I'm, get out of here. And they left them with their rear ends twisting in the breeze. Nice one. Thanks a lot for that, ma'am. A little bit of history. Such as it, whatever passes for it on this show. The Christ Jews, the pure Jews. Oh, man. Now, where does the term, oh, Jesus, come from? That's probably what those guys were saying when they were left with their asses twisted in the breeze. When those Christ Jews took off, they went, holy Jesus. What about a messianic Jew? What is that? Just a messy Jew? No, what is... Oh, a messianic Jew is a completed Jew. That's a guy who's a... You know... Yeah. Do you know that... I don't want to make any comments, but there was a group that had these commercials on the radio, and they were talking about... And oh, my God, you wouldn't have believed these things. They were on the radio. I won't say where. But there was a group that believed in this term called completed Jew. And so they were Christians, or so they believed. Jews for Jesus. And they had a commercial on saying, basically, Jesus was the Messiah. And they had these two guys arguing. And one of the guys was the most stereotypical, oh my God, he was the most stereotypical, offensive stereotype of a Jew. He was, is not. Remember that? Both of them were like that. Is not. It was, I mean, that thing was on the air for about 4 seconds, and they pulled that faster than you can say Schaefer. Or faster than you can shaver. Mike Shaver, my producer. They yanked that thing so hard, RC's still scratching that phantom nut.
Is not his.
And I can't believe this group put this thing on the air, so ignorant to culture, so ignorant to people's feelings, so ignorant, period. They thought, oh, this is pretty good. This will get all those Jews loving Jesus. And they lay this thing out there. It was so, how could you miss the mark by such a wide margin, right? How can you be so stupid, in other words, is what I'm trying to say. This Jews for Jesus, so stupid to the way people are, the way and it was during the high holidays. It was. It was during the high holidays. What am I saying? It was during the high holy days. Same thing. Holiday, holy day. These people, these Jews for Jesus, are so thick when it comes to relating their position to people that they put an ad campaign on the air that missed far and away the mark and wound up getting people pissed off at them. And I guess they go back and they say, well, that's our plot as Christians. You know, we're persecuted. No, 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 no. It's not about being persecuted. It's that you're a bumbling, stumbling clod, okay? If you want people to be on your side and understand your philosophy, you have to speak their language. You can't sit there with a, is not his, is it? With your mindless, cretin-like perception of the Jewish culture and people, and he is not, and it just, forget it, man. It got more, I'm telling you, I never saw so many angry Jews in my life. I'm kidding. Well, we work with a lot of Jews, don't we? We used to. Not anymore. But anyway, and of course me, I didn't want to say anything about it because it was on the air, it was a sponsor, so I kept my mouth shut because I've gotten in trouble early on in my career by commenting on commercials. So I said, well, you know what? They're paid client. I'm not going to mess with it. I didn't say anything. Next morning, Handel's on the air talking about what a crap can commercial load it is, what a lousy flight. He was out. Of course, he's Jewish. I didn't say anything because I want to save my job, because it would be just like this business that we're in today, this broadcasting game, it would be just like the people that you work for at different radio stations to fire you for commenting on a patently offensive and bigoted flight of commercials. This offensive, bigoted flight and buy of commercials, you make a comment on it, and they'd fire you. They'd fire you. Then they'd pull the spot, but they'd fire you for opening your mouth. So, not me, baby. No, no, no. I'm done fighting all those battles. I'm through carrying a picket sign, man. It's just me and the old phantom nut. Of course, I got to get fired for that. Bob Tucker for the American Nazi Party. Hi, cats and kittens. Bob Tucker here for the American Nazi Party. So listen, a Friday night can be a lot of fun for a lot of you cats and kittens. Why not join the American Nazi Party? You get a really cool armband, you get to wear jack boots and walk around with a funny-looking haircut. And think of all that white skin you'll be seeing in all your backyard barbecues real soon. The only black meat you want to see in a backyard barbecue is that crap your father's pulling off the barbecue because he wouldn't know one if he sat on it, right? Ha! So why don't you do as I do and all of the swinging guys over here at WACKIT. That's it. Join the American Nazi Party soon. Paid for with the American Nazi Party. A bunch of assholes. So what would happen, see, if I made a comment about that, I'd be fired. Hey, why are we taking ads from the American Nazi Party? You asshole! You're messing with our advertisers? How dare you! Say cats and kittens. Communism. Have you tried it lately? It can be a lot of fun. Hello, everybody. I'm Bernie Schwartz. Yes, I'm Jewish. Most leaders of the communist movement around the world are Jewish. Oh, who wants to be shackled? Who doesn't want to own the means of production? Do you understand dialectic materialism? Join communism. Got communism? Paid for by the National Communism Advisory Board. Prick. What? What are you looking at me for? Is this Starbucks music? Oh, God, it's good. It is so good. This is awesome. Hi, I'm Charles Manson. You might have heard about a little thing I pulled a few years back. Want to join the Manson clan? Give me a call. 213-251-3189. Join the Manson clan today.
Aryan Nations needs you. You can live in a tent and shoot guns and everything. And listen to music like this. What are you talking about? I mean,
No, really, this is what you need.
What do you mean I need this?
How many people are joining up the Aryan Nations?
Well, I don't know. There's enough of us.
No. You need some good stuff. You need some stuff that'll get chicks. Okay, you got chicks?
Well, I don't know. We believe in the white movement.
You need classy music, baby. You need cocktail party music.
Really?
Sure, you're walking around with that beer bottle. What is it with you with that beer? Put the beer bottle down, okay? Here.
What's that?
That's a cocktail.
What?
It's a cocktail, you jackass. Here, have a little bourbon there?
What am I listening to?
This is the Bachelor stuff. All the broads love it. It's great.
This is Bachelor music? I don't know.
Ah, shut up. You'll love it. Got another one coming up here for you. Now, just read the thing.
Well, I don't think...
Just read the thing when it happens. Go.
Hi. Do you want to join Aryan Nations? It's really fun. You can live up in the woods and walk around with your head shoved so far up your ass, you'll think you're two people. Aryan Nations needs you. Contact us, Route 6, Post Office 4, 5 miles behind the burned-out barn, up the highway, under the tree, almost into Canada, Idaho.
That's it, baby.
Hello, I'm a mullah, Muslim mullah. All praise to Allah. If you'd like to put a bomb aboard the Pan Am jet, something like this, it's cool, you know? Pretend you're my girlfriend. I put the bomb inside transistor radio, put it inside the luggage rack there, blow the whole freaking thing out of the sky. It's great. Call me, Raj Fanin, Post Office Box 4. I live right now with about 500 of my people in Koreatown, Los Angeles. You dig it, man.
Yeah, it's too much, baby.
That's right.
You, what do you do, man? You put bombs in planes and stuff like that?
Yes, I do.
Well, come on, man. What about it?
Please don't bother me, okay? I want to just sleep here. Is this my room?
Yeah, man, that's your room. That's beautiful. So Eddie says you could come here, right?
Yes, he said. I met him at the airport. He said I could come here while I plot the overthrow of your filthy, big establishment government. I say all praise to Allah.
Yeah, man, I'm with that. That's all right. All praise to Allah, yeah. Elijah Muhammad, all that, right, man?
Whoever, you know? What I'm trying to do is do whatever I can.
Yeah, okay, you do what you can, man. This is the Black Panthers, though, okay? So don't mess with me, right?
Yes, the Black Panthers need you. They don't exist any longer, but with a good-looking, sweet-talking cat like you, maybe we can pull that thing back together again. The Black Panthers, shooting it out with cops since 1968. Stand by.
Does this sound exciting to you? Then join the Black Panthers. Yes, the Black Panthers are there for you. The Black Panthers, in business since 1968. Don't let any cop car go down your street without responding properly. The Black Panthers, they're in your neighborhood. Kill Whitey. Oh, Jesus, I shot myself. Take two on that, Ed. Oh. Oh.
What's the matter with him?
I shot myself. I... Don't do it again! Ow! God! Just hit the music, will you?
George of the... Get out of here with that racist crap, George of the Jungle. You racist bastard! It's time for Hector and Susie! Yes, the wonderful 30-minute sitcom about a Mexican and a white girl. Her father can't stand the idea of her going to bed with a Mexican-American, but they slug it out this fall on NBC. The Hilarious Adventures of Hector and Susie. Susie hits the street. Hector sleeps till noon. It's a typically stereotypical bunch of crap from UPN. More Mexicans from UPN than ever before. Susie?
Yeah, Daddy?
Who's that you're with?
That's Hector.
Not another Mexican. God! Yes, UPN presents more Mexicans and blacks than ever before.
Daddy, he's not Mexican. He's Italian or something.
Same difference. UPN with another Mexican sitcom, Hector and Susie, this fall. UPN, 23% more Mex per hour. Get the Mex. Get UPN.
Hey, man, what about me?
No blacks. What do you think?
I don't know, man. I don't like it.
That's our new campaign for this fall, okay? Forget about all those black shows. Everybody was bugging us with that, right? Remember that? You can't have black this, black that, black something else, all the black shows, and all that stereotypical, that comedy stuff. The only thing that blacks are good for are clowns, right? Laughing at them, huh?
Man, you are way off. Blacks are on WB.
Holy Jesus, you're right. The WB presents More Negroes. I'm sorry. That's very distorted. Is there something wrong? Have we done something wrong? It's very distorted. It's extremely distorted. Oh, you know why? Because I got the headphones turned up too loud. All right, let's try this. Well, whatever. I don't know what I'm doing, but you know where I'm going with this, huh? I haven't watched any television in so long. 1-800-449-8686. If we get a decent call, we'll put it on the air. That generally means young and female. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Boy, the kids are bugging me for caffeine. You know why? They see me going off all the walls, man, around the house. They want some of that juice. They want it now. Did you see the thing about Mountain Dew? What is that? Where's that Mountain Dew story? It's really good. Something having to do with Mountain Dew is just, they got more caffeine in that than ever before, right? So I said to the guys, yeah, see, Mountain Dew has got a lot of caffeine. They said, yeah. I said, you know, I never knew that. But I will tell you this. When I was a kid, and I would be riding my bicycle up and down the streets of Pasadena, or I'd be going up into Altadena, or I'd be going to the mountains or something, you know. I would stop off at the gas station, because I always had like a couple of bucks of change in my pocket, and for some reason I would guzzle. I'd look in the thing, you know, the Coke machine they'd have there. You'd be there with your friends, you know, you're all on your bicycles. This is something kids don't do nowadays, by the way. Ride bikes places. At least my kids don't. And who am I to force them to do it, right? As long as we got a perfectly good SUV, why should they have to ride a bike, right? Huh? Sure, who cares? They don't have a driver's license. That's not the point. The point is they should be allowed to drive a car, instead of their ever-widening fat little butts in the SUV.
I don't want to ride a bike. I don't want to ride a bike.
All right, get in there. When you guys go down to Disney World, I swear to God, that luggage rack, that luggage compartment overhead, it's there for a reason, to put you in it. Anyway, I said, I used to stop off and get, what? You paid so much, and the SUV, that's true, I better use it. We got 7 seatbelts in that thing, Craig, did I tell you? It's fantastic, man. The wonderful world of Disney. I'm Walt Disney. I took LSD. And then had myself cryogenically. Oh, Jesus, there goes Henry again about the Disney Corporation. Looks like they're going to get pissed off and threaten to pull their advertising again. Oh, well, screw them, huh? They're freaking made out of money, and that Eisner, if I never see his ass again. I'm Walt Disney. One of the reasons why I died is so I'd never have to meet Mike Eisner. Today on the wonderful world of Disney, we'll see how dolphins are born. Then we'll see a man lowered into the water in a shark cage get rended to pieces by a tiger shark. That's all coming up on the Disney Channel.
Hey, Mom, what about the SS Indianapolis when all those guys were eaten by the sharks?
Tonight on the Disney Channel, 1,500 sailors are eaten alive by sharks after delivering the A-bomb to an island in the South Pacific. You won't want to miss the SS Indianapolis. Mm-mm, good. Tonight on the Disney Channel. Anyway, so I would drive around, And are you going to Disneyland on Saturday? Really? What, grad night? What am I, grad night? It's freaking February. What am I talking about? What are you going over there for?
2 days. Just get out of town.
Maria's taking the kids down to Disney World for a week. Get a load of that. Disneyland's cool. Disney World is the bomb.
I haven't been there.
Yeah, you got to go. Disneyland, not a problem. In fact, what they're doing at Disneyland is very cool. Have you seen all the stuff that's going on around it? What is that, man? It's like some future. It's going to be like an adult theme park or something.
Disneyland, California.
Disneyland, California. They're going to do a whole thing. But Disney World is awesome. They have all kinds of, you know, like Epcot, the MGM Studios. They've got River Country. They got all these hotels. It's very cool. And Maria's taking the kids down there for a solid week. Those rich, spoiled, stinking brats that I have to father. Want to kill your kids? Take them to... All right, I'm just kidding. Okay, where was I? Anyway, I would drink the Mountain Dew. I wondered why I loved it so much. I'm like 12, guzzling can after can of Mountain Dew. I find out only yesterday it's loaded with caffeine. That's why I was such a little a-hole. Be right back. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. What the hell are you doing?
Anyway.
So that's the answer for the UPN, man. WB's got the black folks, UPN goes Mexican. Huh? Come on, man. Look at everything that Carlos Santana's going through these days. Is that a wonderful story? Have you listened to that album? It's a very, very cool record. You've not heard it? Man, we got to start playing some cuts from that at the end of the show. There's one that's awesome, and I'm not talking about the one with the dude from Matchbox 20 either. Jesus, I've heard that already 186 times. No, I'm talking about a couple other little kind of chanting, very rhythmic, tribal things that are on there. Great guitar player, Carlos Santana. But Mexican's back. Bigger than better.
Bigger and better than ever. Bigger than ever.
Jesus, it's Bell's palsy, and you got to go on the air.
Mexican's back, bigger and better.
Come on, you fool. All right, hold on. I can do it.
Mexican is back, bigger and better.
God damn it. Bell's palsy at a time like this?
Mexican is back, red.
Now we take you to Washington. President Kennedy. How are you, Mr. President?
I'm going to give a good goddamn.
The guy's got Bell's palsy with the inaugural address. That whole, ask not what you can do for yourself?
That's not what you can do for you.
Shoot. Yes, Bell's palsy can strike at any time. How about that dude that did those Federal Express commercials? Do you remember the dude that talked really fast in those Federal Express commercials? Remember that guy? What if he got hit with the Bell's palsy? Okay, so Mike's going skiing next week. We got my man Craig is going to Disneyland for two beautiful, sumptuous, glorious nights. And the Ragged Point Inn is highly recommended by members of my staff as a place to stay while en route to Northern California. Yes, the beautiful Ragged Point Inn. Melissa stayed there last week. She says that for her little, you know, tete-a-tete there on Valentine's weekend. She said the place is awesome. And they got good, there's a good little restaurant there. And it's, where is it, San Simeon? So you go up there and you can see the castle and all that bull crap. Have you seen the Hearst Castle? It ain't that big. You know these stucco houses they have over here in Inglewood? It's about that size. Why does everybody want to go see the Hearst Castle? All it is like, you know, it's a two-bedroom, split level. No big thing. Go to the Ragged Point Inn. Lots of coons. Raccoons, that is. Okay. Get this thing out of... Get it out of here! Get it out! Get it out! So anyway, you're going skiing, huh? Yeah, well, next week we're going up to... Maria says to me, don't tell your listeners where we're going. Well, why not? We're going to freaking wine country, okay? But we found a place, and I ain't telling you where, but it's a really cool little place. There's a fireplace in each room and all that bullcrap, and it's not that expensive either. See, what you got to get, if you're a guy who knows anything about women, get the room with the fireplace in it. And real wood, not gas. There was a place in Santa Barbara. They had big stacks of wood outside your, out, right outside the room. Oh, it's awesome. You ever go up there? I'm not giving you the name of it, so you wouldn't know what the hell it is I'm talking about. But it was really great. Glad you know it. The condo you rent for skiing has a fireplace? Are you sure you're going to get... Oh, a condo. Well, pardon me, Mr. Vanderbilt. I'm talking about a hotel, some dump that we got to walk into, okay? But all the hotels are booked for the skiing season, aren't they? Yeah. So what's it looking like, man? Is there powder up there? So what's the story with all the snowboarders? Boy, do they hate their living guts. They hate snowboarders. You hate snowboarders? What is it with you guys? Why can't you be good neighbors? All the skiers hate your living guts. Why? Give me an answer now. The skiers who consider themselves to be the landed gentry of winter sports, the skiers who consider themselves to be the high rollers, the big spenders, the guys who pay the large dinero for the nice hotel rooms, they can't stand the snowboarders, and now I find that Mike Schaefer, my producer, is going to learn how to snowboard. Diane Buddy's going to teach him. I'd love to learn how to snowboard because that's something I can handle. Skiing, I've never been good at. I'm not coordinated enough. I think you have to be some kind of a retard to be able to snowboard. You snowboard, Craig? I think it looks like it's easy to do, man. If you can surf, you can snowboard. Am I right or am I wrong? If you can skateboard, you can snowboard, right? Wrong? You're going to be in a body cast, though, because I hear it's really dangerous. But here's the bottom line on it. Snowboarding is now making its way into the winter fun spots across the country, and the skiers are not happy about it because the snowboarders don't spend any kind of money. They cram themselves in a little lean-to trailers. They sleep in the trunk of a car. Then they grab their snowboards, and they run up and down the hills. So the lifts, because I was hearing Andrew talking about it the other day, the lifts and the lodges and the ski resorts, are, you know, the actual the hills are doing fine, but the hotels... You know, like the Hyatts and the Sheratons, forget it. Nobody, snowboarders don't stay in there. Those guys are sleeping under their trucks. They bring their own beer. The bars are losing money. These guys won't even go in and spend a freaking dime on a... Why don't you guys that snowboard spend a nickel on a drink at least? Preferably before you go snow... I'm kidding. You know what I'm saying? You guys go a long way to endear yourselves to these towns if you start spreading some of that cash around. It's a basic rule of economics. It's a basic rule of human relations and human nature. If you're going to go into a guy's town, whether you're a Hell's Angel or a snowboarder or whatever it is that you do, when you go into somebody's town and you're going to shoot pool or whatever, spend some money. Angels figured that out a long time ago, right? Up Bass Lake. But these snowboarders... These losers go into these towns. They can't spread a nickel around. They're drinking that crap beer that they brought from their house that they stole from their dad out of the refrigerator in the garage. Go up, stay in a hotel room, and spend a couple of bucks for a drink, okay? Drink very heavily, say about 8 o'clock in the morning. Have about 4, maybe 5 pitchers of beer, okay? Then about 6 quick shots of, like, Glenlivet. Maybe do a little, you know, just a little nose candy, and then get on your snowboard and have a ball!
This is the Phil Henry Show.